we are going to start the Q&A portion. And I whipped through that, so we actually have a good amount of time. So if there was anyone that was not able to be on our heart-to-heart call we had about 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago, I'd love to connect in with you. I'd love to hear about you and just hear your intention and just be able to connect, especially those some of you that have not, we haven't talked. I really want to be able to talk to you. So line yourselves up in the queue by pressing star 2, and that will get you there. I have one already, and I'm going to go to the recordings, or excuse me, the Q&A. You can type your question in the webcast. Okay. So I'm going to just go Lily here, her question on the webcast, and then I'll come over to the, and I'll grab your questions live. So Lily, I have a question about disclosure in emails. I noticed Allie Brown has affiliate links in her emails without any disclosure that she stands to be paid if readers buy from her links. There's only one e-zine publisher that I've actually seen that has a full FTC disclosure highly visible in her newsletter. Do you know what the rules are in this area? What a great question, Lily. I do not know what the rules are for that. I never even thought of it. You're right, I have seen Frank Kern have some sort of a disclosure, like saying something along those lines. I'm not sure who you've seen have it. I'm sorry, I don't have a very good answer for you. I think that it kind of, it's just an industry standard with these affiliates. You're sharing, you're promoting, and that I don't know. I don't think it's definitely not illegal. It's just sharing, hey, I love this girl. I love her call. Be on the call. She rocks. And because you're sending it over, then she gets a commission. So let me know. And Lily, I'd like to be able to connect in with you if you are on the phone today so that we can have our heart-to-heart. Okay. Looks like I've got, I'm thinking this is Ashley in Hilo. Hi, hi. Ashley. Is this you?
I'll totally make this quick. Cause I know I
oh, no. You don't need to. You don't need to make it quick. It's fine. We have plenty of time.
Well, I just have a question about using your blog post as your e-zine as opposed to creating something just for your subscribers. Because right now I write a blog every week and it sends out to my subscribers.
Write a blog every week, okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of my e-zine. But it's not in this kind of format where it doesn't have sections and things like that. It's just a blog. So what is your take on that?
So it's a blog that you send it out. I would say, you know what, let me go over to your site right now. Miniskirt, something awesome like that.
AshleyWelton.com too.
A-S-H-L-E, W-E-L-T-O-N?
Yeah.
Welton. So everyone, you can go to AshleyWelton.com if you want. It's taking a minute to load. Mini Skirt Ninja, that's so fun. Okay. Oh, you're fun. Okay, so I would go to the blog. How is this sent out to them? Through what venue?
Through MailChimp.
Okay. So basically the blog, look at you and your new thing, a 17th guide. Oh my God, that doesn't suck. Good job. So, all right. Your blog, then, is just your blog article, but it's sent in MailChimp, so it is basically a newsletter, and then it just sends them back to the blog.
Right.
Okay. So what is your question?
Is that an acceptable form of newsletter, I guess? Because it doesn't have all the sections, you know, because I know with yours, it has all different sections, and it's just for your subscribers, whereas this is for... It goes to my subscribers, but it's also on the site. You know, so basically I'm using my blog as a newsletter, using that as effective.
Yeah, you're repurposing your blog as a newsletter. I think it's great because some people want to have the convenience of it coming on in versus mm-hmm. them having to come over to your blog every day.
Right.
And so one thing I do that, I put my newsletter on my blog. So basically my newsletter is my blog because I really don't blog.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I just do what you do, but in reverse.
Exactly, but I need to blog now that it's talking out loud. We all need to do all these things we do, but we're doing other things. So, yeah, maybe what you could do is just jazz it up a little bit, put a little personal note in there, put your adverts of what's going on with you, make it a little different, put how to work with you, also share your free gift in there, tell them to pass it around. Like, this is hot. You just created this new gift. And you could also have a schedule, just make it, you could jazz it up a little bit. And that would give people a reason to come to your sign up, because they're going to get different news and events than they are from just coming to your blog when they feel like it. You really want them to come onto into your list. Really,
right.
What you want to do.
Which is the point of having the free gift, right? That's an incentive.
Exactly. And if you're,
okay.
I don't know, I'm looking at your site. Are you able to bring your free gift, this blue strip here on the right side, are you able to bring this up above the fold?
Yeah.
Underneath your category, right where it says site search, if you could start there or even up in your header near Miniskirt Ninja.
Okay, yeah, I could do that.
You want to make it really easy and attractive on every page so that people could, oh, okay, I like this. Oh, this is fun. How do I sign up? This needs to really be the massive call to action, everybody, on any site you're on.
Okay. My question was, really what I want people to do is to hire me to write for them, right? That's the ultimate goal.
Yep.
So that was the first call to action, like on the homepage, is there's a huge button that says you need a writer. So that was my primary call to action on the homepage, but you're thinking that it should be that everyone's primary call to action should be to sign up for their list.
Well, I think that signing up your list is a way to nurture the lead. And then because most people won't just go to maybe your ideal client is different. If they are a hot lead, they're a warm lead, they're a low-hanging fruit, someone you know, hire her, they'll go there, they'll hire you. If they've created and built the list, you need to nurture them. So they're cold, and then you turn them to warm, then you turn them to hot.
Gotcha. Okay, so getting them to sign up for your list is the way to sort of guide them along that.
Yeah, from the cold to the hot. Now, I agree. I think that on the homepage, you want to have on the homepage, a copy on the homepage is the call to action is why to work with you and how, you know, describe their gap. You know, this is where you are. This is how it's affecting you. This is where you want to be, and here's one step. And the step is hire me.
Right.
Or the step is get my free. You say start with the free gift. And then go to the next. So it's all a funnel. Then go to the next pieces, you know, hire me. Let's have a conversation. It's not hire me yet. Let's have a conversation to see if we're a good fit and how I could support you.
Okay, so you would say to put the lead magnet first, and then the second sort of call to action would be, you know, let's have a conversation about how we could work together.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Sound good?
Sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Well, I love you all lining up here. Okay. I'm thinking this might be Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn. Is this Carolyn?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I just realized that I didn't have the time to be in the heart, right? And I know that we have talked, but I haven't talked to my sisters, I think.
Okay.
So, what did you guys, ask questions during the heart-to-heart or share a little bit, or?
Yeah, I just, it was basically just sharing what your intention is and why you joined the course, and it was mainly that, you know.
Okay.
So, do you want to share what your intention is?
Yes, I'm just thinking about it. Well, my intention really is to get in my business to a level where I can be really visible and be seen in the world. So in the next foreseeable future, I want to be on national media. That's my big driving force right now. With my book, I've written a book that's called Blossom, Your Seventh Step Journey to Healing Childhood Sexual Abuse and Creating Your Dream Life. And so my biggest dream is to be on Oprah with it, of course. And that's my intention.
Good. Okay. Perfect. I totally see that for you.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm working on putting together a video or, you know, a TV production that looks like I'm basically staging a TV show so that people, when producers actually come and check me out so that they can see me. Somebody gave me that tip. So that's what I'm this summer really manifesting and working on. So, yeah, it's exciting.
Oh, cool. And so what else is going on? So you got that going on, and then how did your group program go, like your group program?
I got 10 people in my group program, so that's good. I wanted to have 10 to 20, and so I got 10. I feel really good about that.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And then what else are you working on?
I'm working on getting the worst also and just keeping, you know, the peace and the balance. And also I'm really working on bringing more of me into my business, which is I love to dance. And so I am experimenting, or I'm, you know, kind of waiting for divine guidance on how I can bring that more into my business and create maybe VIP days or programs where movement comes more into my work and also in my marketing to use more of, you know, pictures of me dancing and doing stuff. So that's exciting. But I'm just in, like, explorations of that.
Cool.
Just working on allowing more and more of, you know, me into my business and into my life.
Good idea.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. And then what are you focusing on in terms of what are you doing a private program too, or
I'm actually this week. I've just written a really the exercise. Last week's exercise really, really helped to get clear on who I'm actually talking to. Like, I feel so much better because for the longest time I've been writing and not really knowing, you know, who I'm talking to. And so this morning I actually sat down and wrote my first email to my character. Her name is Sophie, and felt really good. I felt really connected, and it just felt really, really good. And so I'm inviting people to actually have discovery sessions with me, and then from there I can see if, you know, what kind of container would be a right fit if they want to work with me. And so I'm thinking of offering either half-day intensives, a three-month container, or a six-month container.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Because I'm sure your work is super deep.
Yeah.
So a half-day would be a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. All right. So is there anything else I could support you with?
Not right now. Thanks.
Any questions or anything?
Not right now, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Who is coming on? It's a Skype call. It says anonymous. Who's this? Your hand raised.
Is it me?
It is.
Oh, hi. I'm not actually Skype. I just have a private line. So, I'm actually on the landline.
All right, who's this?
It's Lily. It's Lily.
Oh.
Sorry, Amanda.
It's okay. Hi, good morning. It's still like 5 a.m. there.
I know,
so,
I'm just so wide awake.
Good. Well, let's have our heart-to-heart. Tell me about you and what you offer and who you are.
Well, I'm branding myself as the Weight Loss Alchemist.
Ooh.
And I offered a program a couple of months, maybe 3 months ago, which is an e-course called Chub It to Bombshell. And I had my own body transformation in 2010. In 2009, three family members were killed. And so I just ate my way into oblivion and ended up as a size 24. And then I watched an Oprah show called Stepping Out of the Box, and it just, I sat there bawling my eyes out thinking, I'm not living with courage. So I took some bikini photos. I had a 50-inch waist.
Whoa.
And I went on to drop 4 pant sizes in less than 100 days. And within 10 months, I'd halved my body size.
Wow.
So, yeah, which is great. But when I offered the course, I actually ended up selling it for $97 and then realized after I'd done the course, like the, I can't remember if it was week 1 or 2 or if it was 3 I was reading, you know, how you said you, like I had my signature system all figured out, but I'd broken it into 24 modules or missions that I sent out over 8 weeks.
Wow.
And realized that it was just way too much. So, you know, the gem I got from you listening to the call last week was that, you know, to break it down, like, you know, make it seem much simpler, even if I split the whole lot of modules into 7 pieces, just to make it more simple or not so overwhelming to get through. So, and I realized that I was also offering email coaching with that. I ended up, when I figured it out, I was getting $2.25 an hour.
OMG.
So I'm going to offer it again in a couple of weeks, and I think I'll put it up to $397.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but I was out walking, listening to you the other day, and when I was figuring out, oh, it was actually at night time, and the moon was bright, so I was out walking my dog. And I was listening to you on the call, and I just figured it out that I, you know, was getting $2 something an hour. And I looked, I was thinking about abundance, and I looked down and found $1.10 on the ground.
Gosh.
It's like, oh, thank goodness. Things are making a turnaround. It was like a little blessing from the universe.
Oh, isn't it?
Yes.
And yeah, that's great. Yeah, gosh, okay, keep going.
Just one other thing about the newsletter. I put some bikini photos out in a size 24 to help people feel better about themselves, like it's only a body, you know, it's not who we are.
I like that.
But then I got scared off because this creepy guy emailed me, like under a woman's name, and I just didn't send out another newsletter. I just felt so sick. So I'm in here to break through my barriers, and I'm sending one out by next Sunday.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have that would be good, you know, down the road to have a gatekeeper, have someone else, VA or someone filter that stuff so you don't
see
that.
Just make
them sick. Yeah. Yes. So you don't see it, you don't feel it, you need a gatekeeper.
Yeah. And because I'm introverted, I just really pulled back into myself, and that's why I decided to join the course. I thought, I've just got to get out of my own crap, basically. Mm. Yeah.
Yes, yes. You really, because you have, who does that? 3 family members killed, and then eat your way, and then sees Oprah show, and then has a 50-size waist, and then half that and then that. I mean, who does that? Most people never recover from that. And it sounds like you did it very powerfully and courageously, and now you're sharing your story and helping people?
Yeah, I've been slowly dipping my toe in the water, but I just want to jump right off the cliff.
Yeah.
That's why I chose you, because you seem so fun and wonderful, and you mentioned the other day on one of the calls that you didn't know if, like, you know, you keep doing videos or whatever, but it was actually your videos that really got me in, because I just kept seeing your fun, beautiful, caring personality.
Thank you.
So thank you for being you.
Well, thank you. I lovingly receive. And I would say, so I'm really touched and so grateful that you see me, and I will say out of that that I am a mirror for you. What you see in me and everyone, what we see in each other, what we love about each other, and I know we might have heard this intellectually, but this is a reflection of you. This is what you have. When we love something about someone, it's because we love something about ourselves.
Yeah.
And so you get to really be you. And I would just say what one of your action steps would be to find some sort of an assistant who can be that gatekeeper for you, who can so you can protect your energy and you can put all of your focus and your energy into being this force of love and light. That you, there was a reason you went through what you went through and have come out of it to the space that you are in now, and you're really meant to share that on a really global scale.
Yeah, I actually had a hand reading with Beth Davis a couple of years ago, and she basically told me the same thing. And I was my purpose is to teach other people how to have peace with their bodies and be kind of a beacon for peace and love. So thank you.
I have chills all over my whole body. Chills of truth. So yeah, so you feel good, you're going to do your newsletter. Are there any other, I also saw online that maybe the first week you came clean on the first week you were a little behind on. Is that right?
I was, and I had that. I've finished week one and two, so this week I'm committing to three and four, getting those done and having the newsletter out by Sunday night.
All right. You can do this. I'm really glad that – I love that you came clean, and I think that all of us can appreciate that because there's – without shame, there's ain't no shame in my game, you know what I mean? Like, there's no shame here for any of you if you're behind, whatever it means, you know, there's no behind,
yeah.
It's just all perfect timing. And
I just,
but then,
yeah, the group's wonderful, I just love the energy in there, it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. It is. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, well, I guess I'll ask you the golden question. Will I be seeing you here in Utah in September?
No.
No.
Unless my business explodes really, really fast. I actually, like you, American Express was my sponsor to do the course. I don't know if Valerie told you, but just before I signed up, we had a massive, massive tax bill that we're paying off over 18 months, and three credit cards wouldn't go through. So it was like, I thought, oh, I can't do Amanda's course. I have to. And then I found a credit card in my purse I'd never activated from American Express.
Oh, I love it. Gotta love that.
So I thought, yes, it went through.
Mm-hmm.
So,
classic.
Yeah, unless I can really get my business to take off in the next 2 months, no, maybe next year.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I appreciate your, I got hit with a big tax bill for first time ever this year, too. But it's all good. And what will I say? You know what? You just decide. My business is taking off. I am doing this. I'm doing whatever it takes. And I do believe in growth and things take time. And it's not like you pop a pill and all of a sudden you're like on – you know, there's real work here. And you're doing that real work of the vulnerability and, oh, I got a scary email, so I'm shrinking back. And now you're like, I'm going forward. You know, so you're doing the work and you will evolve. And I just want you to know, you especially and everyone also, that we are all channels. And just pray, you know, over and over, you know, please use me. Help me get out of my way. If you can just move to the side a little bit, if we could all just move out of our way and be that channel, this world would be unrecognizable.
That's so beautiful. And that's why I'm here, to learn how to be that.
Yes. Well, you are that. It's just now the courage to do
to
that.
To stand and be it.
Mm-hmm.
To live it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you.
My
so
pleasure.
Much.
I'm so grateful we got to connect today.
Me too.
All right. Okay, love, I'm going to give our line privacy. And looks like we have Elizabeth. And then, hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, Amanda. How are you?
I'm fantastic. You.
Great. Hey, my call or question is about, I'm very all or nothing, and I'm noticing that it's constantly sabotaging me. So regarding the structural pieces, what are the most basic skeletal structural pieces that I could put into place first without feeling like today, as you were talking about the easing, I was thinking, okay, so in a very 1-2-3 basic way, would I reserve a domain name? Okay, actually, you said you were doing yours from your email account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basic,
Yeah, like what's happening with me is I'm very all or nothing. I'm just noticing that I keep waiting for like a 2-week time frame where nothing else is in my calendar to sit down and be able to do all of this, or I feel like until I have all the finances to flesh out the entire online machine structurally, I can't do any of it. Like I just keep making that excuse in my head, like I have to do all of it or I can't do any of it, and I need to just start. Like I need to commit to something small, like use my personal email account, send something out to my 3 best friends, and get the particle flow moving, because it's kind of like as you go, the way becomes clearer. But if you just plant your feet down and you don't move, nothing is going to ever become clearer, and 10 years later you'll be standing in the same spot.
Yes.
So
exactly.
I'm really struggling with perfectionism and all or nothing. Just like,
nope,
if I can't do it all, I'm not doing any of it. If I, and I'm that way with everything, like everything.
Right.
So
you're more,
so, mm-hmm.
so realistic shades of gray would be your new theme.
Say that again?
You need to focus on realistic shades of gray rather than all black or all white or all none.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm all or none myself. There's
really?
No doubt about it. Oh, hell yeah. I'm full blown in or I'm full blown out. So the problem with me is I am not a perfectionist. That I'm not a perfectionist, so I just do it. Done is better than perfect. I'd rather get it done so I can go on and have fun, you know. I'd rather crank this out so I can go and do something more fun. So that's
okay. Like, I want to give you 2 practical examples in my real life going on right now.
Okay.
One is I either want to spend – I either don't want to wear any makeup and wear my yoga clothes all day, or I feel like I have to – I either want to dress to the nines or not dress up at all. And probably for the last week, I've been committing to, like, 20 minutes of hair and makeup. Like, let me just sit down and force myself to do 20 minutes of just moderate hair and makeup where I don't look like I've just rolled out of the gym. And then where I don't feel I have to commit to, like, looking like I'm going to, like, an amazing dinner or something. And so I've been committing to that, and it feels good. I feel like I've upgraded my personal appearance in a practical way, and it's a little bit of effort, and I'm still trying to shift that. And then also, I'm full-time breastfeeding, and I'm wanting to now stop. My child is 19 months, and I feel like I can't do anything until I stop this breastfeeding. So I'm contemplating stopping like cold turkey. Like I went into a Babies R Us and this guy that worked there said, my wife just came home with a gallon of milk, decided she's stopping cold turkey, and she did. But then I know that that can be harmful to your chest actually, because you need to sort of wean your own chest off of the milk supply. So everything in my life is like either all or nothing. And I'm annoyed that now I have to create like a 60 to 90 day weaning my child from breastfeeding plan. But what ends up happening is that 60 to 90 days will go by anyway, and I won't have made any decision, and I will have done nothing and gotten nowhere. So at the end of the day, it would have been better if I had already started with a plan that was slow. See what I'm saying?
Whew. All right, girl. Deep breath. Okay. Yeah. So I hear you. Okay. So in terms, I got you. So it's like you need a plan. You need to get started. I really commend you for doing your 20 minutes of moderate makeup so you're feeling better. And that's what I hear you want for, in terms of a basic business structural
yes.
starting point.
Yes. Like, how okay. can I commit to, like, a couple hours a day where I'm now on my way instead of I'm a spectator sitting on the sidelines observing still, mm-hmm. observing the players on the court, and I'm not in the game. I'm just like, oh, I'm going to watch and still wait for, like, this rainy day where, like, the money will be there or the time will be there or the open, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, which it never will. So
exactly.
Okay, well, look, based on, well, okay, I would say, first I would say go with your heart. What out of all the things that we've learned so far, what are the things that you're like, you'd like to go in and tackle? Have you done the guidebooks?
I am desperately dying to go through the guidebooks and have been, you know, trying my best, but most of it, I think what's happening with me is I'm trying to look at my, I heard this metaphor once, which I think is beautiful, that in the U.S. we kind of lay concrete paths down and then we expect people to walk on them. But in something like Japan, they let people tromp all through the grass with their feet and then they look at where the dirt paths already are and then they lay the concrete. And I'm looking at my life trying to do the same thing. Like, what is it that I naturally do all day long that is already in motion, and then how do I just monetize that? So let's say every day I'm, like, addicted to texting, and I've got to text my two best friends and my sister my story of whatever. I, in the last 48 hours, decided, okay, like, maybe I need to just start writing a blog about my moment-to-moment transformational epiphanies and revelations in the day-to-day that I'm already sending out via text or whatever to my closest friends. And that's my audience of three, my readership of three. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then how do I get that in motion? And then just, it's like the particle flow that you just discussed. It's like already going out there, but I need to more channel the energy in a more, it's like making a subtle shift from your hobby to your business, and it's subtle. So if we yeah. keep sitting around waiting for, like in other words, what you're already doing, if you can just make a subtle shift, like small
right.
decisions with yourself that this is business now, it's not your hobby, that's all it really is a subtle shift, and then you're on your way, and then the particle flow is now going out there, and then you can shape it as you go. Get it?
I do, yeah. So you're already doing it, and but now it just needs to be consistent, and it needs to be focused and backed with the plan. So you're already texting. You already have this copy. Now you just need to throw it maybe in a newsletter or a blog, put it on social media of some sort, and actually reach your people.
Yep.
And if you're already doing that and you're already a proficient writer, then do that. And then one other thing is I would, if you're looking, I would have a set structure. So when my son naps from 11 to 1, that is the time I'm doing this, and have a plan for every day rather than being at the whims of your emotions or your thoughts or whatever thing you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Have a plan. We need a plan every day. What are you going to be doing tomorrow? What? And I, you know, go back to guidebook number one, create the plan so that when you're done with the, you know, Monday, you know what exactly you're doing on Tuesday. So I would say that would be number one. Maybe, okay, so tomorrow from 11 to 1, you're going to go through the guidebooks. I think there's just a lot of juicy gems in the guidebooks, and that would be a good start. And then
yep.
the second step is to find out what it is you love and what you're already doing, and just start putting it out there. But
yep.
when you put
yep.
it out there, yep, and that's it.
Like I already know I desire down the path to be like Nicholas Sparks, where he's just writing novels and they're getting made into feature films. So recently I thought, okay, every day I am writing like another excerpt of my novel. It's already happening. I'm just not in the frame of mind that I've been writing a novel. I think of it like, oh, I'm just sharing with my friends. But really every single day from days and days and weeks and months and years, I've already been cranking out novels, but my mind has not been in that place, and so it's just, it ends up being lost. See what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah.
But, okay, yeah, I've got to just buckle down and actually carve out, like, say, 2 hours daily to commit to something.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Buckle on down, girl. All right. Thank you. So who else has pressed star 2? Put yourself in the queue if we haven't been able to have a heart-to-heart, or if you have a question. There's a lot of people that are here on the call. Please press star 2. Just do it. Do it. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Looks like. Hello. Is this Jess?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. How are you? We haven't had our heart to heart, have we?
Yeah, we didn't get to do it. I was actually in acupuncture at the time.
Well, good for you. All right.
Yeah.
So where shall we start? Tell me about you.
Okay. Well, first of all, I just wanted to, I wanted to thank you, like always, like everyone here. And I wanted to get the name of the Australian woman who had such a powerful story. I want to see her website, and I didn't catch it.
If
she can either post or tell me now if she's still on the line, that'd be great.
Yeah, I can. Lily,
D-R-E-A-T-E.
Lily DeRay, if I'm saying it correctly.
Lily DeRay. Great. So thanks for having me. And I'm in this space right now where I feel like I should go back to my original career path or similar to it and create my own health vision in addition to it, because I feel like I'm in that comfort zone right now where I'm able to kind of channel myself and say, like, when I'm at my job and enjoying the work, I can do that again, because it went sour at some point.
Tell me a little bit about your original, what you were doing, your original plan.
Sure. Right. So I was doing operations and maintenance at a water treatment plant as an environmental engineer.
Oh, okay.
In New York.
Yeah.
And
you did end your money drama too, right?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. That's actually something I'm looking into. But yeah, so I knew that a lot of it had to do with the company I was working for, not just the industry, but I decided to, like, go get another job and do the health coaching on the side, and that didn't work out either because you know how it happens when the companies tell you certain things and then they expect way more. So I was like, whoa, I didn't sign up for this, so I resigned after about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been in for the last 2 months, I've been in this, this position where I, of course, a lot of doubt, a lot of pressure on making sure I can handle my finances and grow myself and really influence people in a positive way. And I came to the realization that as long as I am supporting myself and feel financially independent, I can definitely make my path, and I'll be more comfortable in helping other women do the same, as long as I have that foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So I was going to go, all out and do the personal training and health coaching thing, and that's it. And that was my plan, and that's it. But this time around, I decided that I'm going to take out at least 2 days of the week to just focus on finding a new environmental engineering career and interviewing and being open to companies that actually understand that, I don't want to work for them 80 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like comfortable with that. Like before I didn't want to, because I was like, they're going to suck me into work. But if I project that, I'll allow them to do that, then it'll happen. Mm-hmm. But if I, show up ready to work and focus, because that was my problem. A lot of times, like, I had late days at work because I wasn't really focusing on the work at the time I should have been.
Right.
And, yeah, and this process, this whole process with you, plus with integrative nutrition, I'm going to graduate in September, and studying for the personal training exam, as well as making sure to have fun and doing new things. Like I do something, at least two new things every week these days, which is amazing for me. Throughout this whole process, I realized, like, as long as I keep the focus, and like, I learned how to focus on the task at hand, and a lot of that has to do with, I thank you for your program and teaching us how to chunk it down, in our days. So I feel, like, way more comfortable now with that. I can have a foundation, and that'll lead me to my own health business when I'm ready.
Yeah, I think it's important to have a I did it social work and kept that job, well, for not too long, but and then yoga was my foundation. So I think it is important that you do have money coming in and you're feeling it, and then you can, that way you can live it, right? You can live your health and live your health and have that foundation, and then when you're ready to just do health and physical training, then you can do that.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I mean, this is all this stuff, all everything I've done, all the time and money and relationships, everything I've done because I didn't, because I resigned from those two jobs this year, it's just this amazing window. Like, it's kind of like it was this big roller coaster that really opened me up and helped me to accept my issues and my confusion.
Nice.
So I'm really excited.
Yeah, no kidding. And then you got really clear on what it is you do want. You're very clear, okay, and how you will work and how you will focus as an environmental engineer.
Right. Plus, I'm feeling a little more excited because then I can I wanted to do this before, a little skeptical, but now I feel better about starting out with food programs, meaning helping people pick healthier foods in the market, getting them out of the restaurants more and back into the market to cook for themselves,
mm-hmm.
and specifically gear it toward consulting professionals or engineering professionals.
Oh, right
that
on.
Way, yeah, it's really, it feels so good. It feels so right. So, like, before it was just, busy professionals struggling with stress, anxiety, or stomach disorders, but it didn't really, I felt like I wasn't even over my anxiety and stomach disorders enough yet to do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and this talk definitely helped because you're, like you said, like, you don't want to tell people your vulnerability while you're vulnerable. You want to tell them that you got over it.
Yep.
So this feels like so much more comfortable for me.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for sharing. That's gorgeous. I'm glad I
awesome.
Got to connect in with you. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's rock
okay.
on, you smarty pants, you. You got the left and the right side of the brain going. That's great. All right, everybody. Well, that's perfect timing, too. If there's anyone else that just wants to, press star 2, if there's just, like, anything burning, itching, woo, I got to ask Amanda something. You get on in there real quick. Lily just wrote in, my website is still a work in progress, and I have a lot of masculine structures to fix up, but it is for now. ChubettoBombshell.com. That is so cute. ChubettoBombshell.com. I like that. That's a really cool name. All right. I will finish off here with saying that this week, everyone, I'm actually doing a call that are the 10 time tactics to turn your expensive hobby into a real business, making real money. And I think it would be fun to have you on that call. I am going to be talking more about the live event at that call. However, I'm going to be really giving some really good content, and I think you'll have a lot of fun being on that call with me on Wednesday. And I've got to also share that I have totally been visualizing, like I said at the beginning, and last week I was on Saturday, actually, I was on the beach and I was laying there. I put it on Facebook, but it was so cool. I was laying there visualizing what I desire, and all. I totally walked my talk. So I'm visualizing, and it was a little bit rainy, and I had a towel over my head, and it was like 6:37 in the morning, and I'm like, okay, there could be rainbow. Sit up. So I sit up, and Will Smith is running right in front of me again. Like, I saw him twice. I saw him, like 10 days ago, and it was just such an awesome affirmation. Like, bam, right in front of me. And then I have these really fun mermaids and dolphins oracle cards from Doreen Virtue, and I kept pulling the synchronicity card, and I really believe now I'm just like charting all these synchronistic moments. It's just a time right now to be in magic, everyone, to be start noticing the synchronicities in your life. These are, I'm going to actually read you what she says about synchronicity, and then I'll leave you with that magic this week. Because I really think that we as women, yes, there are these masculine structures. Yes, I do a shizload of work. There's no doubt about it. I am freaking like hauling the mail over here. There's no doubt. And yet there's also a piece of magic. And I'll leave you with this. As a result of all your prayers and manifestation work, you're now attracting synchronistic events, those chance meetings, information that you just happen to receive, and other synchronicities are really answered prayers. By drawing this card, heaven calls your attention to the synchronicity and serendipity happening in your life. The more you notice these magical events, the more they'll occur to you. Even better, write them down in a journal as a way to stimulate more synchronicity in your life. You may already know that there are no coincidences or accidental occurrences. This card reflects your recent focus on positive thoughts, which are being directed toward your desires. This is the cool part. Like a magical energy beam that can influence physical objects, your optimism and faith are reshaping your life into a masterpiece that reflects your higher self. So, synchronicity. Yes, we work hard, and yes, we are feminine, and we are wise, and we are magical, and we are powerful. Some of you need to get a little bit more in your masculine and throw down some more structures, and some of us need to lighten up and be more in our feminine. That's me. I need to lighten up. I need to be more in that feminine because I'm kind of a workhorse at times. Okay? So, everyone, I love you lots. I believe in you. I trust in you, and I know it's your turn and your time. So go forth this week and prosper and have a beautiful day wherever you are in the world. Namaste. Aloha.
The moderator has left the conference.